Automate, survive, thrive. The time is now. The Automation Alliance podcast brought to you by RapidMation.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to have Peter LaRue join us on the Automation Alliance podcast today. Peter is the National Shared Services Manager at Coates Hire. Peter has experience both locally and abroad, and at the core of what Peter does every day includes automation, change management, people development, and mentoring. Peter, welcome to the Automation Alliance podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sean. I'm happy to be here and talk a bit about my new favorite topic.
I love it. Well, we are very excited to have you on the call today and for you to share your intelligent automation story with the listeners. So just to get started, some of the listeners may or may not have heard about Coates Hire before. So can you share a little bit about what Coates Hire do as a company?
Sure. Well, Coates Hire is Australia's leading equipment hire provider. We operate across a range of markets, engineering, mining, infrastructure, construction, even major events. I think a lot of your listeners would have probably seen our orange equipment while they were sitting in the traffic or driving past a big construction site, and they didn't even realize it. In 2020, Coates Hire turned 135 years old. I think we have about 150 branches, about 2,000 skilled employees, 19,000 customers. And yeah, we provide all kinds of solutions, you know, not just equipment hire, but traffic management, industrial shutdowns, even training services for people in our industry.
Wow, amazing, right?
Yeah, it's pretty big and lots of moving parts.
But I mean, it's talking about sitting in traffic, I still get excited every time I drive past a big construction site and I see Coates Hire signboards or this and that. So it's always great to see the logo out there and see what you guys are doing on a day-to-day basis. Awesome. So Peter, you head up the shared services team, right? So again, some people may or may not be familiar with what shared services is. Yeah. So could you talk us through what you and your team's responsibilities are and how you assist the wider Coates Hire business?
Yeah, sure. So like Coates Hire, my team is probably one of the bigger one. It's definitely the biggest one in the finance team. I like to say that I manage, mentor, and motivate 36 wonderful people, and then one awesome robot. In short, my team just looks after Coates Hire's accounts receivable and the accounts payable function. Within those two functions, there is about seven teams that look after a variety of stuff like a daily credit, cash flow, and collections management. We do specialized billing for our top tier customers, banking allocations, new account applications, a little bit of debt recovery. And then last but not least, and probably most relevant to today's discussion, it's the timely processing and payment of our suppliers and their invoices. Yeah, that's about the gist of it, Sean.
Awesome. And I mean, some very, very important things that sit under your remit, right? I guess getting money in the door and paying your suppliers are two very key things, specifically because Coates Hire is such a big business and you're interacting with so many people on a daily basis.
That's right.
So I know the RapidMation team and I, we've been assisting Coates Hire for a few years across various different automation initiatives. And as you quite rightly said, today we're going to talk about an intelligent accounts payable solution that we recently took live for you and the team. So thinking back on the story, I got connected into you and your team specifically probably about a year ago, and you were looking around for a few ways that you could intelligently process invoices. So starting at the beginning, can you share with the listeners how the team were currently processing invoices back then, including things like how big the team was, how many invoices you were processing, and what some of the big pain points were that led you to looking around for a better way to do things?
Yeah, so I think it's almost 2 years ago, my management team showed a tremendous level of trust and confidence in my abilities, and they allowed me to have a go at the accounts payable structure, which at that time it was 11 people, temporary, permanent. There were a number of challenges at the time, but I think the two most apparent issues to me was the retention and the morale of the AP team and the tremendous administrative workload that they had to deal with. So to give your listeners an idea, at that time, the accounts payable team was processing 27,000 invoices manually every month. Now, wow. Look, I'm sure there are a number of companies that do more than that, but you know, it's still a heck of a lot of invoices to manually capture from looking at the invoice and then inputting that information into our ERP system. And don't get me wrong, right? I think processes like that was perfectly suitable 5-10 years ago. But in today's globally connected, digitized world of clicks and likes and emojis, you know, things needed to change. So one of the bigger issues we then started realizing is these huge volumes created some challenges, like we had increased data errors because, I mean, people are people, the human factor always sort of gets into the equation. We had validation errors where, you know, invoices were perhaps processed under the incorrect suppliers. There were delayed payments because there was a backlog. You know, the people couldn't simply get through this mountain of invoices. That in turn led to burnouts and poor staff retention because of the high volumes of repetitive work. And it increased our operational costs because we were constantly in this loop of having to employ temporary staff to come and assist with the backlog and get, you know, the ball rolling. So yeah, a lot of the challenges, but I think the biggest issue for me was my accounts payable team, because of that high workload, they weren't able to get to their other duties, you know, following up on rejections, doing supplier reconciliations. They just simply couldn't get to it. So having some experience within the accounts receivable side of things, I guess I brought some, you know, a sincere appreciation for the importance of paying people on time. I mean, we have approximately 4,000 suppliers that support Coats Hire on a daily basis, and they allow us to do what we do. So for me, it was equally important to make sure that they get paid on time and that it's not being, you know, delayed by administrative workload. So yeah, last year, Coats Hire introduced a new strategy. We call it Team 25. As the word sort of alludes, we are working towards certain financial and technological goals that we want to achieve as a team before 2025. And certainly robotic process automation and optical character recognition allowed us to achieve some of these goals as it relates to the accounts payable structure.
Yeah, absolutely amazing, right? And just some absolutely crazy numbers there, right? 27,000 invoices a month.
Yeah.
A huge, huge workload. And as you say, right, it wasn't that these people weren't doing their job. They were actually just trying to get through it. And now hopefully we've allowed those people to free up some of their time to perform some of that other work that was also crucial as part of their job roles.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So I still remember our first meeting where I took you and the team through an introduction to robotic process automation and how that may be able to assist you with your challenges. So for some of the listeners who may not have heard about RPA before, these are not the Terminator style robots that are going to take over the world, but rather these are software bots or digital workers, as we call them, that sit on your machine or a server inside your company that we can teach to do any tedious, mundane or repetitive task. Now, the great thing about these software bots is they never sleep, they make zero mistakes, and they can free up our time as humans to perform higher value work. And how these software bots work is they can either use something called API automation, and API is just a connector into a certain system, or if there's not those connectors available, it can use something called UI or user interface automation. And UI automation means that we can teach these bots to do the clicks that you and I as humans may do across any applications that we use in our business. And obviously the advantage of that is it's non-invasive, meaning that we can just teach it to be the glue around our existing systems. And the automation opportunities are absolutely endless in terms of what we may be able to automate. So Peter, going back to that first meeting, and that was that the first time that you'd actually seen one of those software bots in action?
Yeah, it was. what struck me is the simplicity of it all, right? You know, you didn't need to be some IT guru from the Matrix to try and understand it. And setting up a bot to perform these repetitive tasks was pretty straightforward. And that's what made me go, wow, that can be a big impactor into my department.
Yeah, absolutely right. And we always say that automation is all about people and how we help people do more with less, right? And that's why I love your story, because it's like you've got such a great team there, and what you've done is you've alleviated some of that pressure to free their time up to perform that higher value work. But saying that, I mean, in the beginning, right, when you first saw what a software bot may be able to do for you, were you a bit skeptical about what truly could be achieved?
Yeah, I think truthfully, I would be lying if I said I was not. But I think in my defense, a lot of people in my type of position, you know, get skeptical because there's a lot of businesses promising sort of like magic potion solutions, and then it turns out to be more like a poison apple sort of thing. I think what made me realize the potential was the proof of concept we performed. You know, being able to do the proposed solution on a smaller scale sort of allowed me to gain the trust and actually see some of the benefits. And I think more importantly, it made my job a heck of a lot easier when it came to convincing the executive team, you know, through like a business case, why they had to invest in the project.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for the listeners, so one of the things we do is we do these things called the 10-day proof of value pack, right? And it's a bit of a rapidmation guarantee. Exactly as Peter talked us through there, kind of the scenario, we took the scenario, we break it down into maybe a digital thread, a part of the process. And really what we do is we build that out just to show the business how this technology may be able to assist them. And at the end of the 10 days, then there's a decision point whether you want to move ahead or not. It's just a great way to get people started on their intelligent automation journey. And most importantly for a customer, it's kind of your get out of jail free card, right? At the end of the day, if it doesn't do what you think it was going to do or what someone trying to tell you that it could do, then you've got a nice way to be able to exit out of that. But in this scenario, it's great to hear that it gave you that peace of mind and it actually helped you out, go sell that a bit more internally to the different execs on starting off on this intelligent automation journey. All right, so let's go across to actually how we solved this challenge for you, right? And I'm just going to walk the listeners through a quick overview of kind of what the solution does. So in this specific scenario, we use one of these UiPath software bots to firstly monitor an email inbox. And what that means is as soon as a new email arrives, this software bot wakes up. And whether that be at 11 p.m. at night or 5 a.m. in the morning, this software bot works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the first thing that we needed to do in this specific scenario is we needed to check if that email had an attachment. And if there was an attachment, we needed some way to automatically classify what that attachment was. So by classifying that attachment and being able to figure out if it was an invoice, a piece of remittance advice, or perhaps even a legal contract that someone sent to that email inbox, we could firstly know what type of document it was, and then we could know what data we may want to extract from that document, and then we could go and use that data inside a business process. So in this specific scenario, what we did is we gave our little UiPath software bot a superpower. And this superpower was a piece of artificial intelligence called Abby. And Abby is the market leader in invoice extraction, and it allows us to easily extract details from an invoice, whether that be the supplier, the due date, the invoice line items, purchase order numbers, total amounts, or whatever you may like to extract from that invoice. So once we manage to extract that invoice data, we can automatically give that data back to the UiPath software bot that can then log in this scenario into your ERP system called Baseplan and automatically captures all of the data. So that's kind of the scenario. And really what happens through that scenario is humans only now get involved in that process in the exception scenarios, which actually frees their time up from the tedious, mundane and repetitive tasks of manually extracting data from invoices and plugging them into that base plan system. And now they can perform that higher value work. So hopefully that gives the listeners a bit of an insight into kind of what this solution actually does. Now let's just move on to kind of some of the outcomes, right? So I believe the Intelligent Accounts Payable solution's been live for just shy of 150 days. Do you have any stats that you could share with the listeners in terms of how many invoices you've processed so far?
Yeah, it's a bit mind-boggling, but let's give you a couple of numbers. In the first 145 days, we processed, I'm just going to give you the rounded numbers, we processed about 91,000 emails. That's about 87,000 invoices that has been processed directly into our base plan system. About 10,000 rejections, which is mostly like duplicate invoices. I think what is quite astonishing is we take about 2 minutes to process an invoice. So since we've deployed the bot, it saved us about 2,900 hours of work or 72 weeks of work. So just a phenomenal amount of time that we would have lost on data capturing can now be, you know, directed to more value-added services to the business and the branches that we ultimately support.
Wow. I mean, those stats are absolutely mind-boggling, right? So crazy. And just going through some of those as well. So roughly around 87,000 invoices directly captured into base plan. I mean, that's an insane amount of work. And as you said, I think you said there was 2,900 odd hours that you've saved the team, which works out to roughly 72 weeks of work. I mean, have you been happy with that? I mean, did you ever dream that that was one of the outcomes that you could get to?
No, it surprised me, but I think the scalability of the process is, you know, it's like you said, the bot is continuously working. Even when normal people go home or they take leave, the bot's still cranking away in the background, and that's the differentiator, and that's where the numbers become really exponential in terms of the savings that it brings and the benefits.
Yeah. Well, firstly, I mean, congratulations to you and the team. I mean, that's a huge amount of time that's been saved. And there's been a number of tedious, mundane and repetitive tasks eliminated, right? And that's the great thing about this intelligent automation. So, Peter, how's the team reacted to this new intelligent accounts payable solution? And what have they been able to do with some of this time that they've now got back?
I'm glad you asked that question, Sean. I think initially the people were pretty anxious about the bot, right? I think you mentioned it before. People have this idea about a Terminator-style robot coming to take their job. I think this is where change management plays a big role for managers. I have two great team leaders. I'm sorry, Jonathan Knight and Maritza Berrios, if you're out there listening, well done, you guys. But we consciously took the decision to take the accounts payable team on the journey. And we wanted to show them how the bot will assist them versus take things away from them. And I think that's what got the team really excited, because now they're exposed to new technology, right? They can each put on their little resume that they know how to do ABI verification stations and all of that great stuff. I think timing wise, because of all those hours we recovered, the team is a little bit more present in the business. They can now contact the branches, you know, discuss the PO numbers or whatever is stopping invoices from being paid. I think suppliers also feel a little bit more supported because, you know, there is people who can listen and have the time to understand what the situation is. The compliance guys, the auditors are happy because we can do reconciliations and we can ensure the business are looked after properly. So yeah, lots of positives out of this, Sean.
Yeah, such an amazing outcome, right? And I'm blown away by some of the stats that you've shared. So thank you so much for sharing those, as well as your story on how you've used intelligent automation in your area of the business. So now that you've seen the art of the possible, are there any other processes that you believe you can automate using intelligent automation?
You know, definitely accounts receivable is an area where there's a lot of repetitive tasks as well. I mean, if you just think about the number of reminder letters or follow-ups that you as a credit officer have to perform, things that, you know, simply takes away time on trying to contact customers or have meaningful discussions. There's certainly a lot of opportunities in that realm as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's a very, very common one that we often do after accounts payable. So it's looking forward to seeing how we may be able to assist there. Peter, I know that our listeners love hearing these stories, right, of how other people have used intelligent automation. So I really want to say thank you so much for taking the time to share yours. And we cannot wait to see what you're going to automate next. But just before we say goodbye, are there any parting thoughts or comments you would like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, sure. I think I mentioned in previous catch-ups that we've had that I met Daniel Dines, the founder of UiPath, about 2 years ago. And I mentioned, we had an opportunity to talk, and he mentioned to me that at that time, 2 years ago, that if now you sort of say, what is robotic process automation, it would be sort of equal to saying today, what is the cloud, right? So I think my closing comments would be that if you're an executive or a manager in transactional or support services for your business, I would really encourage you to have a look at automation. I personally think it's a bit of an unavoidable direction in terms of where transactional services are heading. And it's, you know, also a much more cost-effective solution than like extreme measures of outsourcing and things like that. I'm really impressed by the benefits of the process in its entirety.
Yeah, excellent. And I'm sure Daniel Dines would be very happy to hear you say that, right? I was lucky enough to meet him when we were out at Las Vegas at one of the UiPath conferences. So a really great guy. He's got a great vision called a robot for every person. So I'm sure he'll be very happy to listen to the Automation Alliance podcast and hear your comments, right? But what we'll leave the listeners with is we always say, don't hate it, automate it. So on that note, thank you once again for your time, Peter, and for sharing your invaluable insights. And we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you.
Be part of the community and join the Automation Alliance at www.automationalliance.com.